The Average Network takes you now to Cleveland, Ohio's Bug Hall for the debate between Vice President Count Richard Cheney and Senator John Edwards. We join our moderator, Gwyf Enfel, on stage.
Good evening. I'm Gwyf Enfel of PBS, and welcome to the only vice presidential debate this season. We are here at Bug Hall at Case Western Bank One PepsiCo Reserve University with the vice president and with Senator John Edwards.
Hey, get down, everybody.
Now, gentlemen, you all agreed to the rules, all 3,832 pages of the original and the 32-page Cliff Note version. That means no mirrors, crosses, or wooden stakes, Senator, and Mr. Vice President, no dead things on the table, no hypnosis, and no
morphing. Rats!
You can do rats?
Merely an expression, Senator.
Now, I wrote the questions. Any attempt to address each other will result in a visit to the penalty box. Looking at each other is not forbidden, but may hurt your overall point.
Ms. Enfil, when may we call on our backup?
Mr. Vice President, this is a debate, not the millionaire.
No, Regis.
No, Regis.
Oh, well.
So, our first question via dwarf toss goes to Senator Edwards. Senator, you've only been a senator for about an hour and a half, and for the last year, you've only been in Washington for 7 minutes. Do you have the stamina to be vice president?
Well, first, I'd like to thank you and all the folks here at Case Botox Western Pepsi University for allowing us to be here tonight.
Well, Ms. Enfil, I think the question really revolves around the vice president, who has had 3 minor heart attacks since coming on stage.
2 heart attacks, Senator. The sun is down now. I shall be fine. Your concern is very touching.
Well, you've both addressed each other. That's bad. The penalty box is right over there.
Sorry, Ms. Enfil.
My mistake.
Next question. Mr. Vice President, you continue to assert that Al-Qaeda was a major presence in Iraq before we invaded. Tomorrow, your second hand-picked weapons inspector will release a report completely refuting that assertion. Are you going to continue insisting that you were right and everyone else is wrong?
Now, Ms. Enfil, you can go back through the record, and you shall find that I've never said that there was a Saddam Al-Qaeda connection.
Never?
Of course not.
I had a feeling this was coming. I have here a list of 37 instances, 19 with video of explicit references, and 71 implicit references that prove you wrong.
I'm sure they must all be out of context. After all, how can one find truth with Senator Kerry, flip-flopping about and confusing everyone. He adopts new positions constantly.
Well, they aren't out of context, and you're out of time.
Excellent. Goodbye, Edwards. It was wonderful finally meeting you.
Mr. Vice President, you are out of time on that particular question.
Oh. Prunes.
Senator Edwards, do you or Senator Kerry have any concrete plans for Iraq, or are you and the president merely trading quotes?
Well, Ms. Enfil, so far every time Senator Kerry or I have made a suggestion, the president's team has adopted it and claimed we stole it from them. Every time.
Rubbish.
Mr. Vice President, you've been warned. That is a penalty. I sentence you to 30 seconds in the box.
Blast! Well, all right. Stupid rules anyway. I told Baker not to go overboard. Oh, well, Texans, of course.
In here? No. I'm
Senator
back.
Edwards?
Well, Senator Kerry and I are planning to widen contracts. Get some Arab and Muslim companies in there to take pressure off our allies. Get Halliburton and KBR out of there. Then we gotta set up a legal system so that folks can start suing each other.
Lawsuits?
Ms. Enfil, folks suing each other is the mark of a civilized democratic society.
I see, Senator. I have to let the Vice President out now.
Oh, well.
I heard that, Edwards.
Well, since you're the epitome of evil, it shouldn't bother you.
Well, now that you mention it.
Unless one of you wants to go to the box, I have a question for the Vice President. Sir, you claim that your experience is of more vital import to the nation?
Ms. Enfil, Donald and I helped prolong Vietnam past all rational sense. We helped Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan. We helped run the world for President 41. We ran Gulf War I and could have killed Saddam then if 41 had managed to have the courage of our convictions.
Senator?
Vietnam and Gulf War. It was also you and President 41 who stuck our troops in Somalia, then left them for Bill Clinton to save. While you headed Halliburton, you lobbied to lift sanctions on Iraq so that you could make money off them. Same with Iran. Some of the offshores you set up are still doing business with Iran.
Senator, you're crossing the line.
No, Mr. Experience. I came to the Senate almost every Tuesday, and this is the first time I've ever met
Gentlemen,
you, Senator.
This is getting out of hand. You're both crossing.
What about that weird pagan prayer breakfast? How about when you swore in the New Democrats? And what about when you swore at the New Democrats?
I hate you. You squeaky clean trial lawyers with your fashionable hair and good circulatory systems.
Oh, yeah? You want to step outside? I got a silver cross.
Yeah, put it away.
All right, that's it for you two. Penalty box for both of you.
Oh, gee whiz. Okay.
No, it isn't okay. I've waited 200 years to take over the world, and no blow-dried trial lawyer.
Who are you?
Prang. Dr. Prang. Come along, Mr. Vice President. It's the penalty box for you. And no tricks, please. This is an open vial of holy water.
Gad, you wouldn't.
Of course I would. Come along.
Me too?
You too, Senator.
Okay, gosh, this is going to make Carrie pretty annoyed.
I'm afraid, under the rules agreed to by both candidates, when they go over the edge, the debate ends. We're sorry you were here for this shameful display. I'm Gwife Enfil, and you can catch me every Friday evening on PBS's Week Review of Washington. Now, back to the Average Network.
The Average Network has brought you the Vice Presidential Debate Special, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Original music performed by the New Codpiece Band, less original music by the Temperance Seven. All celebrity impersonations were cleared by the Department of Homicidal Security, headed by Secretary Tom Tribble. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned!